today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's tariffs, the ones imposed under IEEPA, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, that they were illegal. The president had much to say about this. He called an impromptu press briefing in which he thanked the three justices who sided with him and excoriated the other six, the ones who ruled against his tariffs. President Trump then went on to impose a new global tariff, and he threatened others. NPR White House correspondent Daniel Kurtzleben is here to tell us what he may be planning next. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
President Trump was very obviously not happy with this ruling. What exactly did he have to say about it?
Well, like you said, he really just laid into those justices who didn't side with him. In fact, he accused them of being disloyal to the Constitution.
It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think. It's a small movement. I won by millions of votes. We won in a landslide.
So the president is accusing Supreme Court justices of being under the sway of foreign influences. That's, first of all, wild. And furthermore, when a reporter asked if he had evidence of that, Trump said, "You're going to find out." So he didn't even say what he meant.
Okay. I guess we'll be on standby to see if he does lay out any further information on what he's talking about. But just to lay out the stakes here, tariffs have been front and center of his whole economic policy.
That's right. As recently as yesterday at a speech in Georgia, he was telling the crowd just how great he thinks tariffs are for the economy. But it's important to remember he likes them for bigger reasons as well, because prior to this ruling, Trump claimed he had the ability to impose tariffs when he wanted, at what level he wanted. And as the head of an economic superpower, that gave him massive leverage globally. And he used that with trade deals, on pharmaceutical pricing, even diplomacy. And now he doesn't have that exact same power.
But to this other thing he said today, that he's imposing new tariffs, how do we understand that? His power to tariff is not just going away entirely.
That's right. So he said that first off, he's going to impose a 10% global tariff under a law called Section 122 for short. And that law allows a president to impose tariffs on imports for up to 150 days. Now, he also listed a number of other laws he might use. These are all known by three-digit numbers. He's already imposed what are called Section 232 tariffs on an array of products like steel and aluminum. And those tariffs, importantly, are not disappearing. But then there are other laws he said he could use. There's 201, 301, 338. You may hear those numbers more in the coming weeks and months, depending on what he decides to do. Mm-hmm. But the difference between those and IEEPA is that those numbered tariffs have restrictions. Some require investigations first, which can take weeks or months. And some have time limitations or limits on the size of the tariff. So in other words, those laws don't allow the president to impose sweeping tariffs at his whim, which is what he had been doing.
So big picture, the president, his tariff agenda, what did we learn about the limits on his presidential power today?
Well, this was a real check on his unfettered use of tariffs. But like I said, he's going to try to pursue new ones. The question is, what political appetite does the country and his party have for supporting those as the midterms come? I mean, voters are sour on the economy, and Trump has been promoting these tariffs, which raise prices, at the same time he's trying to make the case that he cares about the cost of living. So that just makes it more remarkable to me that he's sticking to his policy. He could use this ruling as an exit ramp, but he's not.
And Pierre's Daniel Kurtzleben. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.